Who cares about the thing you guys are talking about?
You don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. Now that we're agreed, let's get down to it. Put this fucking podcast deep into your ears. Our comedic stylings will bring you all to tears. Let me introduce the guy who hosts the show. One is big and beefy, and one is skin and bones. Who cares podcast? With Jackson and Mark.
Hey, it's Who Cares Podcast. I'm Jackson.
And I'm Mark.
And you hit the post like a fucking champion. That was good. I commend you right there. That was good.
We should video record this because I Milli Vanillied our opening theme song so well.
Milli Vanillied it?
Oh, yeah.
How so?
Just the lip sync. You weren't watching me, but it was awesome.
Yeah, well, I guess I wasn't. No, you're right. You don't watch during radio. You listen during
stare
radio.
At me.
What?
Look into my eyes.
I don't want
Look
to.
Look into my eyes, Jackson.
That was good. That was good. And you hit the post there, too.
We need to stop congratulating ourselves when we
actually do that. No, I think that should be our fucking gimmick, is we congratulate ourselves when we hit the post.
I don't think it's less of a gimmick and more of us just not being good at this.
No, we're good at this. This song reminds me of the summer. And I know it's not the summer, but I don't know. It's just a feel-good song.
It is.
I felt like we should open the podcast with
We need some fucking summer out here.
Yeah, we need some feel-good.
It's been... We're like four nor'easters... It's more like three and a half nor'easters in. And we still got another one on the way before we have any hope sunshine. It was supposed to have a fifth one sometime this week. We'll see what happens. The last one was sort of a big bunch of nothing. But we'll see how this next one goes.
Oh, you hit the mid post.
I don't like that there's so many posts in a song. It's kind of annoying.
Sometimes there's posts in a song, man.
Do the artists write the posts in?
No,
like they're just thinking,
don't.
Like, how many posts can I put in this song
but
for you, douchebag DJs
but
around the country?
You definitely hit the mid post in the Offspring song doing the weather. That was a real radio move right there.
Yeah.
You were talking about the weather and you hit the real fucking mid post. The mid post is what it's called.
I'll take your word for it.
I named it. That's my name for it.
So it's not officially a name. It's just what you call it.
Yeah, it's what I call it.
Right,
it's probably what Bubba calls it, too. I'm not allowed to mention Bubba
anymore.
Can we
not talk about Bubba in this episode? I'm so sick of that,
all
man.
Right. I got some things to talk about. I'm going to read my list of things.
All right, read your list of
just
things.
Just because I want to get over the, what's the word? What's in the middle, the front of a book? Contents.
Oh, like a table of contents.
Yeah, table
kind of
contents.
I mean, Kevin Carlson keeps telling us to do this, but I feel like our stuff is so conversational, it's not easy to do.
So what we're going to talk about is the guy next door closing the blinds.
Oh, yeah, in the booth next to ours.
Yeah. And we're not going to get into a diatribe about it until I tell you about all these things. And then we're going to talk about you getting feedback from these random people that you're getting feedback from about
I'm
our show.
I'm doing customer surveys, like crowd surveys.
Crowd surveys?
Trying to get some marketing feedback. Anyway.
I want to talk about my love for Animojis.
God.
I've gotten
Jesus
into them as of late.
You haven't even told me about this.
No,
but
I have not.
I'm disgusted already.
And we're going to talk about me going to the March of Our Lives today.
Yes, that's going to probably be a bulk of what we talk about. Because I get to finally make you be political. Because you're being a little political on your own, and I'm going to fucking take advantage of it.
Yeah,
that's right. We're talking about gun control today on the Who Cares Podcast.
Whoops, wrong button.
Good job.
That's all right. We can't cut that out because that's in the middle. There's a lot of shit going on here with fucking sounds and stuff. And then I want to tell you, so we're going to... Well, we'll kick the show off with talking about the guy next door closing the blinds as soon as we walk down the hall. But I also want to talk to you. I also want to talk about my Woody Woodpecker laugh that you fucked me on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So let's. Can we start with that? Because
yes, we can.
You brought this up just before we started recording.
Because you said that I laughed like Woody Woodpecker. Which
you
I do.
You do. You absolutely fucking
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but you actually brought that up in front of my new lady.
Okay.
The other day.
Did she not pick up on it?
She didn't pick up on it until you brought it up, asshole. And now, so first she thought that I sounded like Goofy from, Goofy. Yes, yeah, which I do. And that's okay with me because I'm a goofy fella. And I like being a goofy fella.
You know, a bit of useless nerd trivia, but the guy who does the voice of Goofy is named Bill Farmer, and his wife actually when she talks to people about what her husband does for a living, she goes, oh, he's goofy. And people go like, oh, that's really funny. And what does he really do? And she's like, no, he's literally goofy.
Who cares about the thing you guys are talking about?
Anyway.
Good use of sound clips. Anyway, continue.
Thank you. So she thought it sounded goofy for a while, and then you had to bring it up that it sounded like Woody Woodpecker. And then so we're hanging out at her house yesterday with her friend and her kids, and I'm minding the kids while the ladies are in the garage.
Which, by the way, just terrifies me. Jackson being left to, like, be in charge of children.
Dude, I'm in a transformation here.
Oh, now. It's amazing. He's like a butterfly coming out of his cocoon.
I'm being Family Jackson. Family Jackson. I don't like that. But so they're in the garage, and I hear out of the corner the faintness of my ear.
The corner of your ear.
Yeah. I hear Woody Woodpecker. And apparently, and she was telling her friend that, you know, I laugh like Woody Woodpecker, and I said, "What? What'd you say?" And then she goes, "You heard that?" So I cursed you. I go, fuck Mark, right away.
Right in front of the kids.
Right, well, yeah. We're supposed to spell our swears.
F-U-C-K to Mark.
But I
F-U-C-K-M-A-R-K.
Stop it. You're loud.
Sorry.
But you didn't peek. It's okay.
That's okay.
I'm recording this at a low volume, so we don't peek when
we
get excited.
I'm in my early 30s. I'm not peeking yet.
Oh, you peaked a long time ago.
I know. I peaked in elementary school.
I've been peeking a lot lately.
Oh, man. I could say, honestly, I did peak in elementary school, because in elementary school, I was like a star student. I was on a roll all the time. I was doing great. Everybody thought I was a genius. Now I'm some, like, you know, idiot cartoon man.
Cartoon. I'm sorry. That was bad mic technique. And speaking of radio technique, I forgot to hit. I was gonna hit a fancy old timer when we started, so I can time the show.
Uh huh.
But I forgot to
do
that.
It's counting up the top. What are we again?
70. What? Why? Okay. What? Do I get into too much?
We're getting into the minutia again. We're going to cut this out.
No, we're not cutting anything out. That's my new thing. We're not cutting anything out. We're doing a good enough show.
Well, then stop being boring.
We can do fucking a half an hour of straight good radio without having to cut bullshit out.
So your whole issue with me is that I mentioned that you sound like Woody Woodpecker, and this woman that you've been seeing some reason didn't pick up on that on her own.
No, it's not really an issue. It's just
honestly
funny.
Woody Woodpecker is like,
he's a beloved cartoon character.
He's huge in Brazil. Like, even right now, like, Brazil just made a live-action Woody Woodpecker film. He's huge. Why don't we have a Woody Woodpecker drop?
Oh, I don't know. That's a fucking good idea. See,
we
that's
need it.
Producing.
We need it, yeah.
I'm going to find a Woody Woodpecker
drop. We're
going to
get it. Not right now.
Okay.
We're going to do it later.
Fine.
I'll make a note right here.
Yeah, make a note so we don't forget. I have the ADD.
I have the ADD. I need to take my pills.
So we got in here today, and we walk into the hallway that we usually walk into, and, you know, since iHeartRadio and CBS and all that shit merged and whatnot, I mean, our studio is... I'm in a building full of strangers now.
Yeah.
And the people next door are Magic 106.7.
Magic 106.7.
David Allen Boucher. Anyway, so, and the guy that's on the air
Boucher
on Saturday nights.
Boucher.
Well, we don't know that because we don't know if this is him or not. But
think it is.
No, we're going to call this guy David Allen Boucher.
God.
Because he gives us dirty looks. And then,
does he? I don't pay. See, now you won't look at me, but you'll stare at that douche.
He doesn't give us dirty looks, but he doesn't give us nice looks. And so we walk in, and they just installed a series of blinds in the windows.
Yeah.
And as we walked in, the blinds in the hallway and the blinds that are in our studio going into that studio were open. And then, you know, 5 minutes goes by, we set up, and I noticed that they weren't open anymore.
You just dropped them.
Ooh.
He dropped them like a hammer.
I think I just found the sweet spot on the mic.
You've done that before. We talked about this last time we were in here.
I know, but I actually just found it again. I hadn't had it until just now.
I actually, you know, I gave the same little speech to the guy I work for this week because we were doing a voiceover. And
you gave my mic technique speech to somebody else?
I did, yeah. Well, because, you know, we have the office we work in is very echoey, and he always has trouble because he'll be reading. He has this tendency of, like, he reads the scripts that he wrote, and then he gets distracted, and he starts writing and crossing out words and rewriting the script as he's going through it.
He gets distracted.
Yeah. So he'll drift away from the mic.
Who does
that? I hate you. He'll drift away from the mic and then start to, like, then at the end he'll wonder why it sounds like he sounds, like, way back here, and it's all echoey. And
I like it when you sound like that.
Yeah. So I've been trying for a long time. We're gonna do a little experiment.
Keep talking.
Okay. What am I? Do you want me to move back?
No,
like this?
You don't have to do it.
Turn me down.
Yep. Just gradually turning it down. Okay.
I hate you.
Yeah, that was funny.
So, you know, for the longest time, we're trying to, you know, I've been trying to get, I'm like, no, you have to be right on the mic. You have to be right on the mic. So finally, like, you know, because we don't have a system where he can monitor himself like we have in the studio here. So finally, I'm like, here, put the headphones on. Watch what I do. And I go up to the mic and I'm like, see how it sounds when I'm over here? Now listen as I get warmer. Ooh, do you hear how warm it sounds? And then his face just like lit up with this under. He's like, I get it now. And I'm like,
get good sound.
I was, and it was literally just like Jackson always does to me. Jackson's always like, you know, how do I sound over here? How do I sound right here?
Yeah. You got to get right in there, right in the...
And then we did a really good voiceover.
Right in the groove. See, the thing, and this is for all you podcasters listening out there.
All you radio cats and kittens out there.
If you're one of them. But if you don't wear headphones when you record your show, then I'm not going to listen to it because you cannot get a good audio quality of a show without wearing headphones because you cannot hear yourself in order to, you know, judge the quality right then and there.
Well, to be honest, though, I'll say that, you know, a big problem with that is a lot of people are just recording off their computers. Well, and if you're cycling your voiceover through a microphone and then hearing it back through the computer, there's going to be a latency issue.
Latency, schmatency. Professional system.
Well, yeah, but then you're talking about several $100s for somebody who's just trying to make a video to go on YouTube or something like that. I mean, you know, a lot of people aren't willing to put that kind of stuff in at the very beginning when they're just trying to do it for fun.
So... The March for Our Lives.
We're just diving right into it,
big
huh?
Big things happening in the city and in the country.
Woohoo! Weapons!
I don't mean to make fun, but I mean, you know, you got to do something.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we can make jokes about it. I mean, well, you let me be political,
well,
but today you've walked into it. So.
Well, I've walked into it because of a couple of different reasons. So I had a fucking great day today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start off by saying that because so I woke up and with my new lady and mm-hmm. she made me breakfast.
Oh.
Which was fucking awesome. I wake up and like.
Well, you made her dinner the other night, right?
Exactly.
It was the first time you ever cooked. And then you're like coming over to my house my sauce.
You know what? I'm talking about this like that hasn't been on the podcast because it hasn't. So should I probably. Refresh the story here a little bit.
Well, anybody who's listened to the last episode, the title will tell you everything. Jackson's been walking on sunshine for the last few weeks.
Well, and then the other day, she had a very hard day at work, and mm-hmm. she was supposed to come over to my house and meet my cats. Yeah, I'm going to let that line settle in for a second.
Single man with three cats.
Not single anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
not anymore, but...
But she had a really long day working because she had trial the next day, and she had a long, stressful day, and so... Instead of her coming over to my house.
How cool is it to say, by the way?
Amazing.
That she has like a trial the next day.
And wait till you hear this. So I get to her house. Well, and so I made dinner. I made sauce. I tested it on you first so it didn't kill her. So.
And I could still see afterwards. It didn't make me go blind.
Yeah,
so.
I made sauce and spaghetti. I mean, rigatoni. And I brought it over her house. And all encompassed in one little fucking Amazon fresh bag. And I made it. And I brought it over and cooked. And we ate. And it was fucking amazing.
No garlic bread?
I brought bread.
Oh, you did? But not garlic bread.
No garlic bread. My aunt gave me bread to use, but
bread's good.
She was throwing lawyer ideas off of me. And
yeah.
Have you ever seen? Obviously, you've never seen it, but seeing a woman, a fucking sexy woman, prepare mm-hmm. for trial, is this, like the just seeing somebody work hard is fucking sexy. Not that I've not seen anybody work hard in my life, but just seeing a girl with like that much passion for something and working fucking hard and. Mm-hmm. And bulldogging it, like, it was sexy as shit. I don't know why. Howard Stern always says that, seeing a girl work hard is sexy, but I don't have a start until now.
Well, I think a lot of people tend to get excited when they see the person they're interested in is like, super, whatever they're passionate about, because you see a side of them that you don't normally see in people.
I'm seeing a side of me I don't normally see in me.
I know, you're becoming a much different person.
It's very good.
She's bringing out good things in you, which is good, so keep it up. If she's listening to this, hopefully she will.
She told me to send it to her again.
Now, did she, because I gave her a bunch of episodes to listen to. Did she ever give you feedback on those?
No? Maybe she's listening
to
a couple.
Has she gone through them? I have to ask her.
I think that she's probably a little bit, you know, and now she's interested in what I'm going to say next because it could be about her, which is completely understandable. And it obviously would be talking good about her because she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a good time, man. And so today... So I'm going to fast forward. So I made a... Wow. Slow down.
So this morning, you woke up to eggs, bacon, and sizzling, and pancakes, and griddles.
No pancakes. We had eggs.
I made pancakes.
Eggs and bacon. She made bacon. It was fucking awesome. And then we hung out. We watched the news, and she forgot about the rally. She wanted to go to the march, you know, the March for Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what's, today's day is March, it's March
24th.
It was the 24th yesterday. Right now, it's the 25th.
Well, it's literally just switched over because it's midnight right now. So we're recording late at midnight here in Boston.
Yeah, there's a lot of strife in this country right now over weapons. Weapons.
Yes.
Woohoo! Weapons!
All right, it's not funny anymore.
It's funny every fucking time. And so... And now, and she took, she's like, oh, you want to go? So I said no at first.
Mm.
I said, no, you know what? I got to do my podcast today. I don't, because I didn't want any part of it. Not a fucking single part. But then we're sitting there watching it together on the news, and I'm hearing her talk about it and be passionate about it and stuff, and I'm hearing the kids on the TV talk about it and be passionate. And I'm like, fuck it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have a civic duty maybe to try to do some good and, you know, show support for somebody, something that somebody I care about likes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, let's go. I'll drive. And then she's like, no, we're taking the train. It's going to be fucking crazy
in
there.
She saved your life, by the way, because there's no way driving into Boston during
and
one of
me.
Those would be make any sense.
Now, if anybody knows anything about me, the day I turned 16 and a half, I got my license, haven't looked back since. I've been on a train or a bus. Maybe I can't count on one hand the number of times I've been on a train.
Well, your legs are basically atrophied. They're not
they're not
functional.
You
they're
say
just
that,
for
like,
show.
No, you say that like I'm not more in shape than you are. I'm very athletic.
Yeah, but I walk more than you.
No, you don't. Not anymore.
And what are we talking? Do we want to get back into that race?
I
you want to talk about the race?
I will race
you.
You
want
again.
To talk about the race?
I was not.
Were
full
your legs literally
I'm full
just
of testosterone
collapsed
now.
Underneath you?
I am full of testosterone now. I will fucking hammer you in a race.
I don't think so.
Well, that to be continued.
To be continued. We'll record it live.
So I fucking we get on a bus right near her, and it was really easy because, and that's why I did it, because it was easy.
Bus is like right outside of her house.
Walked a couple of blocks to the bus, got on, and then got to Ashmont, got on the train there. I don't know how to do the Charlie cards. I don't know how to do anything. She had to do everything. I haven't been on a train in so long. But the best part is we snuck beers. Well, we didn't sneak. We were very obvious about it. We were drinking beers on the train. And first, never mind. I'm not going to talk about this. I spilled a couple of beers, and it was a mess. And yeah.
Good job.
I don't want to, you know. It was fun. And then we went to the March for Our Lives, is what they're calling it.
Yes.
And it was the most packed I've ever seen in downtown Boston.
Which is great. It's great to see those
really
kinds
good,
of people
yeah.
turning out for this kind of thing.
It's nice to see, because I don't want kids to die in schools.
Well, I know, and it's the thing. So here's my thing with the whole gun thing. It's like, it's crazy, because the NRA... They're only doing it because they make money off of it. You know, the more guns, their answer to everything is like, let's get more guns. Because the thing is, it's like, when you have a good guy with a gun, it'll stop the bad guy with a gun. But A, there's no proof of that. And B, like, there are actual, like, you know, Army veterans who will say, no, that doesn't work that way. These are people who are trained with guns. It was their job. And they're the ones who will say, no, it doesn't work that way. And it's all just because it puts more money into the NRA's pocket. But...
And, you know, I saw a lot of people down there had signs... And maybe the most poignant. Is there a G in that?
Yes, but it's silent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes it a lot easier to say.
It's not poignant. It's not poignant. It's poignant.
That makes it a lot easier to say. Poignant.
Poignant.
Poignant. So the most poignant sign I saw was 17th century laws, 21st century weapons.
Yeah.
Which... No, 18th century laws, 21st century weapons.
But the concept is
what
basically...
What a poignant sign.
Yeah.
I used it right.
Well, that's one of the things that people... Because everybody says Second Amendment, but the thing is that, like,
wait,
yeah.
Time out. I just want to see... I want you to hear the genius in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I added humor to a conversation that is otherwise humorless.
Humorless, yeah.
By fucking up a word. On purpose... Yes? No?
No.
Maybe?
Not at all.
Andy Kaufman?
You did it because you don't know words.
Hey, but it was funny. And that is my radio genius right there.
That's great. And then you talk about it, and that totally ruins the flow.
Well, I talk about it, and that makes it even that makes it even more poignant. Boom!
No, it doesn't. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, people who say like, oh, you know, it's the Second Amendment, it guarantees our rights for, you know, arms and stuff like that. But ultimately, I mean... Yeah, they could never have guessed that we'd have weapons that could mow down crowds of people without breaking a sweat. like back in that day, it's like you fire, and then you load, and then you fire, and then you load, and it's like 10 minutes in between.
Yeah, literally.
So the bottom line with guns for me is that they're made to kill people. That's all they do. People like they tiptoe around it by saying you need it for protection or you need it for hunting. It's like you need it to kill people. That's what it does. They kill people. And I actually support the idea, like, yes, people should be allowed to have weapons. They probably shouldn't be allowed to have, like, AR-15s. Like, they shouldn't be able to have something that can fire off, like, 1,000 shots in a second. Like a handgun or a shotgun is fine. But you need to stop pretending it's for more than killing people. You need to, like, that's the problem, I think. I have no solutions for how to get around it. Because it's attitude.
Tough.
It's the attitude in this country that guns are, like,
keep going.
People think, like, guns are cool. And I agree. They are cool. Like, some of the best video games.
You hit the post. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Some of the best video games are about guns. GoldenEye 007 on the N64.
God. Oh, my God. In Mario Kart.
There are no guns in Mario Kart,
Shit,
Jackson.
There's no guns in Mario Kart.
What version of Mario Kart are you playing?
I played N64 Mario Kart last night.
Good.
And got
there's
my
no
ass
guns in
hit.
It.
She kicked my ass 3 times in a row. Sorry, awesome. That's all I wanted to say.
GoldenEye,
one of the greatest
games in history. It's all about
GoldenEye
shooting
weekend
people.
One
yes,
day
we
soon.
Do. People love Call of Duty. That's literally army training in video game format. Guns are inherently cool. Action movies with guns. Those are fun to watch. You love to see people shooting stuff. But people need to be able to separate the entertainment from the real life thing that guns are designed to kill people. That's their only purpose. And in the real world, you need to think of it like that. It's not an extension of your dick. It's not a toy. It's a device to kill people with. And when you use it, you are going to use it to kill somebody.
I think we should send this tape to the fucking March of Our Lives people.
Maybe.
In the background, it's very emotional hearing you talk about this.
So again, I have no solutions. That's the problem with this, is that like you can recognize what the issue is.
One day, your tears will not be drowned. One day, your dream will be realized of no guns in schools. Sorry, go ahead.
It's hard, because I know it's just, you know, people need to be able to find other things in the world to make them feel valued. I think a lot of people, there's gun nerds, there's people out there who love guns, they love collecting guns, it gives them a sense of power, and they need to do something else to feel that power. It can't come from a gun.
What do you think about the Constitution?
What do you mean?
Do you think that people are entitled to guns?
I believe that we should be entitled to have guns. Here's the thing. The point of the Second Amendment is because if civilians are not armed and the government has all the weapons, then it's easy for the government to not be of the people, but to be controlling the people. You know what I mean? Like, that's the point of the Second Amendment. Now, the thing is everybody who says that we need weapons to be able to protect against the government, now it's impossible. Because the military, the government has tanks, the government has drones that can drop a bomb on you.
Yeah, it's completely impossible.
From some nerd with a bottle of soda sitting at a computer. Miles away from you.
You can't defend yourself.
You
can't defend yourself from most people. I mean, really.
But, like I started off saying, I support the Second Amendment in that I believe that, yes, you should be entitled to have a gun. You shouldn't be entitled to have even a moderate, like, because, I mean, the AR-15 is not a weapon, like, not a military-grade weapon, but it's too close. A shotgun is fine. A pistol is fine. Like, a handheld gun is fine. But, like a semi-automatic, like long-range rifle, you don't need that. It's designed to kill as many people in as little time as possible. You don't need a weapon like that unless you want to go out and kill as many people. Like, that's the whole reason. The only reason you would have an AR-15 is because you want to kill a lot of people in a short amount of time. It doesn't matter if you're keeping it as part of your collection. The whole point is because you know you have the power to take that weapon out and mow down a crowd of people.
All right, this is either going to flop or be really funny right now.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Okay, that was good.
Exactly. And actually, that fits because it's a childish mentality of like, I'm going to collect these guns and it's going to make me a badass. Like, it's not going to make you a badass. You just need to stop thinking that way. That's the way I feel about it. You need to stop thinking that way. Have your guns. I think, like, my favorite podcast, Last Podcast on the Left, they say it the best. Have some guns. Just don't have a fucking stockpile. Don't have fucking paramilitary weapons. Just have a couple of guns. Go outside and shoot cans off your back deck. And if a guy breaks into your house, shoot him in the head.
You know, it occurred to me that we should probably start a fight with them now.
Who? Oh, Last Podcast? Nah, they're not the kind of guys
to do
that.
We started a fight with my favorite radio show. Now we can start a fight with your favorite radio show.
Nah, they're not the kind of guys who would do that. I will say, I want to jump to something that's tied to this, and it's interesting.
Yes, I'm ready.
But it's kind of a different thing. So I discovered recently this awesome Japanese zombie film. So Japan hasn't done a lot of like zombie stuff. This movie, I think, came out in 2016, and it's based on a comic book series called, I Am a Hero. And the whole film is about, I mean, the whole film and the whole comic book series is about this one guy who's a comic book nerd. His life is kind of going nowhere. He feels like a secondary character in his own life. And then he gets thrown into this outbreak of a zombie apocalypse. And now he becomes the hero. And the thing about him, and because the thing is Japan has very strict gun laws. Not a lot of people have access to guns out there. What?
I don't know what that was. That was a weird fucking noise that I just heard.
But it's reflected interestingly, and it's because this story is a part of like it's from Japan. It's part of their culture. So you see the way they look at guns here. This character is the only guy he comes across who actually has a shotgun that can do like two shells at a time, right? And he keeps it in a locker. Like before the zombie outbreak, he's got the gun in a locker.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. You showed me.
Yeah, I showed part of the movie. So you saw where he's got the gun in a locker,
yep,
in pieces, disassembled with the bullets in another thing, a lockbox, and he's got his gun permit right there with the gun all the time. And it's in a locker, in a closet, behind a bookshelf, so you can't get to it. And then when the zombie apocalypse, and this is the thing that I think is great, when the zombie apocalypse starts, he's got his rifle, and he goes running through the streets with the rifle in a bag, disassembled, because his brain is so wired by the government in Japan that you're not supposed to, they have laws, you're not supposed to have your gun out in public, you're not supposed to let anybody else use your gun, and you need to, like, always have your gun. If you have your gun, you have to have your gun permit. It's like a driver's license. If you're going to carry your gun, you need to make sure you have your license with you when you have your gun with you. And he's being attacked by flesh-eating zombies, and he still doesn't immediately grab his weapon. And it's a big moment when he finally realizes, like, I need to start shooting people. But that's the way they think of it, is it's not like in America, we have zombie movies and it's like the second the zombie outbreak starts, you grab a shotgun and you turn into an action hero, right?
Yes.
But
I stopped listening to you 5 minutes ago. I'm
thank
sorry.
You. Very good.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm listening.
But does that make sense?
Yes.
Like in this, I think it's very interesting the way they look at it, well, because the weapon.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that the government in China is a bunch of dickheads?
In Japan.
Japan.
No, I'm saying the culture in Japan does not look at guns like it's this big hero thing. Like it's not a big like.
Well, it is karate.
It's not a toy. But that's hand-to-hand combat. That's not a weapon.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a cannon that you carry around in your hands.
But they're all really good at it, though, right?
I think that's racist. So I just think that that's interesting. With what's happening in this country, it was interesting for me to see something coming from another country that was like, the gun isn't your first answer to the problem that is easily answered by guns, which is zombies. So it was interesting to see that juxtaposition, you know, where it's like he doesn't immediately pull his weapon out until like the very end.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So it just seemed like interesting. I think, I don't know, I think it's the kind of thing that more people should look into and like maybe make you think about guns in a different way. I don't know if that makes any sense. Or am I just rambling? Because I feel like I've been rambling.
I think you're rambling a little bit, but it's probably a little bit, what's it called? It makes sense.
Would you say poignant again?
Poignant, yeah. Fuck, that word worked a lot.
It's a very good word. I use it as much as I can.
Man, I've been trying to find the Walking Dead theme for 5 minutes. Because you were talking about zombies.
Yes.
Yeah. So I suck.
So where do you stand on guns, though?
I mean, I went to the rally today, so it's something. I did it for a girl, but...
Yeah.
I mean, everybody that was talking made sense, and...
Well, because we have friends who are into guns.
Yeah, we do, but I don't think that... No, I don't think you or I should be able to walk in a place and buy a fucking machine gun anywhere. I think that's bad.
I mean, I think at the very least, it should have the same kind of restrictions that operating a vehicle have.
Even more, though.
Definitely more. But at this point, it'd be nice if it was just the same.
I think it's just logical. And I'm sorry. I know we were supposed to play two songs for you fucking naysayers, but fuck you. Who are your fucking secret people you've been talking to?
Well, there's a couple of people that come out. I mean, you know, for one thing, I hear a lot of it from my wife. And then my sister-in-law was also saying the same thing.
I knew it was these cronies.
But no, it's come from a couple of other people I've been talking to. It's just sort of this, because, well, they brought it to my attention first. And then I sort of run the idea by other people just to see if it's just my wife and sister-in-law.
Is this too loud?
You know what? I think one of the things I was getting, not from Anne-Marie and my sister-in-law, but from other people, was also... Because, like, you know, my wife's huge into metal and stuff, but some other people were saying, like, maybe not as much metal because it might alienate people who are not into metal. So,
how could you not like Hootie?
Now we've got Hootie and the Blowfish. Well,
yeah.
My wife hates Hootie and the Blowfish, so she's going to hate this.
Hootie and the Blowfish kicks ass.
I wouldn't go that far. I like his voice. I like the way he sings. I wouldn't go so far as to say that they kick ass.
Hootie is one of the first CDs I ever bought. Remember when I got that car with the CD player?
Yeah.
And I zipped around town listening to Hootie and the Blowfish and fucking Spin Doctors. Oh, man, it was awesome.
What was this, 1997?
Yeah, close enough. It might as well have been. But, yeah, I love this fucking song. And I love all Hootie and the Blowfish. Just makes me happy.
Isn't he like total country music now?
Total country. Like, he's a big star in country music.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we solved anything, but we talked.
Yeah.
For
well,
a
half that's
hour.
The thing. It's, like I said, I don't think there's any solution for it.
I mean, you know, it sucks. But all these kids, these kids are gonna be presidents one day. There's a couple of kids from that Parkland school that are fucking well put together, and they know what to. They've taken this and used it as something. You know.
I mean, it's
something
interesting.
To build on, at least.
The next generation, because this generation of kids, they've never known a non-Columbine world. You know, we lived in a pre-Columbine world.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, so we knew, we were there when the change came. We saw how it happened. I don't know how it affected you, but I got some shit because they started saying all the creepy kids who are quiet and outcasts.
Oh, I'm sure you got a lot of shit.
Which is totally fucking false, by the way. The guys who shot up the Columbine were fucking popular bullies.
Can we not do this now?
I won't get into it, but I could. But it's a false fucking narrative.
This could not be funny either, but I'm going to play it anyway. Okay, I'm sorry, that failed.
Okay.
We don't have to cut it out, though, because we're fucking professionals.
Yes.
We don't hide our blemishes.
Yeah. But the thing is that, you know, this generation that's coming up right now, they may actually change things in the future because they're probably sick of it. Like, they've been living with it their entire lives, and I can't imagine that they're not sick of it at this point.
It seems as though this Parkland thing has hit a nerve.
It's interesting because it's nice to see that in what we've had in the last year and a half is this constant, like, 24-hour news cycle that, like, literally every 24 hours, it's a completely different story, and nobody even remembers what happened the day before. But these kids and this Parkland thing, it won't go away, and
it's
bothering
people. And it seems like
people.
These kids are seeing the snowflake generation and being like, fuck, I don't want to be known like that. I got to do something to fucking make us, you know, rise up from these idiots.
Which is interesting because it's like it's those people who call people snowflakes, like they're now making their own worst enemy because now these same people are turning around and trying to say, don't listen to these kids. I don't care that these kids were shot at and some of them died. They don't deserve to be. They don't know what they're talking about. And the thing is, and my favorite argument here is like, if these kids aren't old enough to have an opinion about guns, why can they legally buy guns?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, some of them can't. You can't. Don't you have to be 18?
Well, they just changed the law. But at the time, it was like 17 years old or whatever. You could go buy an AR-15. That's how this kid got the gun.
And they can't even vote.
He can't vote? And now that they're fighting, like, you know, they're saying, like, oh, you're not old enough to have an opinion about gun law, but you can still have one.
Yeah, it's
that doesn't
it's
make
a little
any
backwards.
Sense. It doesn't make any sense. It literally needs to just be like having a car. You should have
You should get a. You should be trained to get a license. You should have to get it renewed every. Like, how often do you get a driver's license renewed? I don't have one, so I don't fucking
years.
Know.
Yeah, fuck you. You're only, you're 32 and you can't even get your driver's license.
Exactly. Exactly. But I could get a gun.
I don't know about that.
I probably could get a gun.
You could. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can hit her. I'd like to see you try to shoot a gun, actually. That might be kind of funny.
See, I don't want to. I don't want to shoot a gun. I have no interest in shooting a gun. If somebody gave me a gun to shoot, I wouldn't give a shit.
Hey, you know, I went to the public gardens today, and there's no water in the water.
Yeah, because it's fucking winter.
They don't, it's, do they usually drain that?
Yeah.
I was looking for an excuse to use my goose honk, but it was a good tie-in because I was at the public gardens today. I walked a lot today,
because it's a man-made pond in the gardens, so I think they can't. It's easier just to drain it than to let it get frozen and damage the equipment there.
Hey, so we've gone overtime.
Have we?
Yeah, so I'm going to start the ending song.
All right.
And it's a third song. I'm sorry to all you naysayers, but this is a good one.
And while you're doing that, I'll throw out some... social media plugs. Facebook and Twitter, WCWJM Podcast.
Hey, would you sound a little bit fucking energized? I mean...
You can follow Jackson on Twitter at JacksonWZLX, and you can follow Mark on Twitter at MARZ85.
Very good. Okay. You didn't step on the lyrics. That's all I care about.
I have to spell mine out because it's Mars85, but you have to say the Z or you think it's an S.
Well, because...
Because I'm a douche.
Yeah, because you're a douche, exactly.
But yours is simple. Yours is Jackson, WZLX. That's Jackson, WZLX.
I am Jackson, and I work at ZLX.
Yes.
Oh, funny thing that happened. That I guess I'll tell on the next show, because the show's over.
Yeah. There's a teaser,
no, but you know what?
Gentlemen.
Here's a teaser. We'll race, and we'll record it.
We'll race, and we'll do a recording, and I'll do my Howard Cosell voice. Two titans of radio, these two masters of vocals are going to show down in a foot race of the ages.
These one titan and this other just kind of skinny fella.
All right, let's call it a day.
Yeah,
bye, everybody.
It. Who cares?